Second the Gaon Perek Yudalef Mishnah Aleph Kol Begadim Mitam and Benigo Chutz Mishalach. All begadim, all pieces of clothes, would become tamei from the Gaon. As there's such a thing as nigei begadim, a bag out of clothing that has a nag on it would become tamei. And a beggar that is owned by all types of people would become tamei, whether the beggar is owned by women, or avadim, servants, or ketanim, or even by a ger tosha, a guy that keeps Zion mitzvos b'nei noah. A beggar that is owned by any of these people is susceptible to coming tamei from the Gaon, with the exception of a beggar that is owned by a guy. A beggar that is owned by a guy is not susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon. Now, not all types of begadim would become tamei from the Gaon. The Mepharshim speak out. Only begadim that are made out of wool, or that are made out of linen, or are made out of leather, are susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon. But begadim that are made out of other types of materials are not susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon. Halukei begadim mina akum yiru betchil. We just said that a beggar that is owned by a guy is not susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon. Now, somebody who buys a beggar from a guy, and that beggar already has a nega on it, the nega appeared while the beggar was still owned by a guy. When the Yisrael buys that beggar from the guy, that nega we would look at as if it was appearing right now for the first time. We would disregard the fact that the nega has been on this beggar for a while already, as calls mind that the beggar is owned by a guy, the beggar would not become tamei from the nega. And now that the Yisrael bought it from the guy, we look at it as if the nega is appearing now for the first time, and that is how the coin would treat this nega. But Oras Hayam Einam Mitamim Binigon. Even though we just said that leather begadim would become tamei from the Gaon, but a beggar that's made out of leather that came from the Yam, that came from the sea, for example, a leather that is made out of the skin of a fish, would not become tamei from the Gaon. Chibur lahem min agadol ba'aretz afilu chut afilu meshicha davar shehu mekabel tuma tamei. But if you make a beggar from the skin of a fish, and you attach to that beggar a piece of cloth that came from something that grew in an aretz, from the land, not from the yam, even if the thing that you attach to the or yam was only a thread or a string, if that thread or string is something that's susceptible to becoming tamei, even if the thread or string is not susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon, for example, the string or the thread is not made from semer, wool, or piston, or linen, even so, if you attach this thread or string to the beggar that's made out of the or hayam, the skin from the fish, that whole beggar now would be susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon, as long as you attach the chutar, the meshicha, very well to the beggar that's made from the or hayam, the entire beggar is now susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon. Somebody who takes wool from camel and wool from sheep, he combs them together and mixes them together, makes the beggar out of the material. And rov min agmalim einam mitamin binigon. And rov min arachelim mitamin binigon. If the robe is a semer gmalim, there's more semer gmalim than semer rechelim, then the beggar that's made from the material would not become tamei from the Gaon. As the semer that comes from rechelim would be batel barov, and says if there's no semer rechelim here at all, because if the beggar is entirely made out of wool that came from camels, and a beggar that's made out of wool that came from camels is not susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon. Now, even though we said in the previous Mishnah that a beggar that's made out of wool is susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon, that was referring only to tzemer that comes from sheep. The tzemer that comes from gemala is not susceptible to becoming tamei from the Gaon. So when he takes wool from camels and wool from sheep and mix them together, if the robe is a wool that came from camels, the wool that came from sheep is batel barov, and therefore the beggar that's made from the material would not become tamei from the Gaon. But if most of the material is semer rechelim, wool that came from sheep, and the miyat is the wool that came from camels, in such a case, the beggar that's made from that material would be mitame bin nigon. Mechza lemechza mitame bin nigon. If 50% is wool that came from camels, and 50% is wool that came from sheep, and you mix it together and combed it together and made a beggar from that material, it would become tamei from the Gaon. And since 50% is made from the wool of sheep, that material would not become batel, and therefore the beggar that's made from the material would become tamei from the Gaon. V'chein ha-pishtam va-kanvas, satarf and zebezek. The same thing would be true if you take linen and canvas. Canvas is hemp. And you combed it together and mixed it together and made a beggar from this material, the mixture of linen and hemp. The din would be the same if most of the material was pishtam with linen. Such a case, the beggar that's made out of that material would become tamei from the gum. As we said in the previous Mishnah, the beggar that's made out of linen is susceptible to becoming tamei from the gum. But if the canvas is a robe, if the hemp is a robe, in such a case, the linen would be possible for robe, because if there's no linen here at all. So the beggar that's made out of the material would not become tamei from the gum. And the beggar that's made out of canvas is not susceptible to becoming tamei from the gum. And if 50% is linen and 50% is canvas, and you mix it together and made a beggar from the material, the beggar that's made from that material would be susceptible to becoming tamei from the gum. And since the pish on the linen is 50%, it would not be bottle. It's not the meat, so it's not bottle. So therefore, the beggar would be susceptible to becoming tamei from the gum.